Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear ladies. Welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite Muslim lady. This is Asma. I have the honor to be your host. And again, I have the pleasure to be at the service of Sister Zainab.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming here. I would like you to give us a very brief introduction about yourself for those people who have just joined us.
All right, I'm Turfatul Zainab Askari, and I am from Kashmir, which is under Indian administration. And I have been living in Iran for some past 9 years now. And I have studied a master's in linguistics, and I have also I'm also engaged in the Hausa studies. And at the same time, I'm teaching.
That's great. Well, in today's Muslim Lady, we're going to be focusing on the signs of jealousy. How can I say that someone is jealous? Sometimes I just say maybe it's me judging other people.
It's not about judgment. It's about recognizing. You have to be recognizing and you have to be on the safer side always.
Yeah.
If that was not the case, Quran would have not given us a way out how to stay safe from jealousy.
Yeah.
So... yeah, like you're not there to...
So it's something that we all have been dealt with,
yes,
in our life.
Indeed. So first of all, jealousy, it's a really very complex kind,
yeah,
of emotion. And, you know, it's like when person is feeling discontented or resentful due to someone else's success.
Yeah.
Okay. Or his advantages or their successes or their... possessions they,
yeah,
have. So
it's so discontentment that is very extreme.
Yeah, that it
not in a way that it would work as a trigger for you to improve yourself.
Like I remember, like when I was in the Hausa classes, mm-hmm, we were studying this topic, and this was a really, we had a huge debate on this, and our teacher simplified it in one sentence. She said, it's not just being discontent, it's just being like when you see someone on a success. Yes, in a human way, we have some kind of like, you know, you're not content always. But jealousy is worse than that. It is a kind of thing that you see someone, whether you're content or not, that's second thing. But the thing is that you want to snatch that thing from,
whoa,
them. And that's, yeah, that's jealousy. And it leads, it shows itself, it manifests itself in various forms, like the signs. So the first thing is sarcasm.
Yeah.
You know, jealousy quite often manifests itself in this way, sarcastic remarks.
Through your tongues, though.
The remarks that are intended to demean you, the remarks that are intended to belittle you in front of others, mm-hmm, or sometimes like even just you. So these remarks are like, they appear kind of lightweighted, but they are not. They are a criticism. Maybe,
yeah,
for the someone who says it, it is something simple. They said a few words, but it really has an emotional damage on others.
Exactly.
Like I was looking for the article, research on. There are so many out there. If you search on the internet, like what are the negative impacts of sarcasm? So in itself, this in itself is a very huge discussion. So we have. A hadith from Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his purified family. He says that whoever believes in Allah and the last day should speak what is good or remain silent. If you can't say something good, just there's not necessarily that you need to make a remark on something.
Mm-hmm.
Because your words are going to affect the other person very,
exactly,
badly.
Yeah.
Some people,
one sign is their tongue being sarcastic.
Yeah. Another is humiliation. Deliberately trying to embarrass or humiliate others or to undermine their achievements. Mm. It's another sign of jealousy.
Oh my God, yeah.
Or, you know, underestimating you in front of others, humiliating you in front of others. And
so the fact that sometimes we get heartbroken by people's words, by their harsh words, we shouldn't actually be sad about ourselves.
It's sad for them.
Yeah.
Be sad for them.
Yeah, we should actually feel pity for them. Because they're projecting a lack inside of them towards,
yeah,
me.
You remind me of a noble Imam Ali alayhi salam. He says that a jealous person humiliates himself before humiliating others.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the thing that happens.
So it definitely leads to personal degradation.
Yeah. So, and you see that how many times it happens in our everyday life, specifically for women, since we're so much more sensitive and into details. We shouldn't actually take it personally in this sense that the person who is addressing you with these degrading words or sarcastic words, they are actually manifesting their lacks, their loss towards you.
Yeah.
They're just projecting it towards you. And this is their inner dark part getting reflected into you. So, there are many signs. I guess there are much more signs. And you can have time to think about the signs that you have actually faced in your life. But then we have to go for a break and then come back.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
So if you're a lady and you're working in a place with some friends and then there are people who are bothering you, so make sure they're not being jealous, because there are some signs that are telling us that if someone is jealous, then they start to be sarcastic towards you, then they start to humiliate you.
Yeah.
I guess this would reduce the pressure that you would feel from the outside world. Like this way, you're going to recognize this idea that, okay, oh, they have a kind of suffering from the inside and I don't have to get involved in it. So say whatever you like.
None of my business.
None of my business.
Yeah. Sometimes we said like, so far we were discussing things with the spoken words.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they use the remarks that are sarcastic. Sometimes they use the remarks that are humiliating.
And
sometimes they don't use the remarks at all.
Yeah.
But what is the sign? The whole style looks...
Whoa.
So the another sign is hostile looks. You know, the glares, those hostile looks, those expressions, they often reveal that unspoken jealousy.
Yes, and it's very dangerous.
It is. You know, this behavior can make the recipient uncomfortable and also strained in the interactions, like, you know, because we understand, at least... We do see those looks, or we understand those things.
We even have it, scientifically speaking, this idea of evil eyes proven.
Yeah.
The negativity of eyes can share different consequences towards the person who is the addressee.
Yeah.
So this evil eye is such a very important thing.
We also have in this chapter 68 of Quran that it says, and indeed, those who disbelieve would almost cut you with their eyes when they hear the message.
Wow.
See, like those glares, they have so much power, negative power.
Yeah, they can cut.
They can cut.
Yeah, we have seen that.
Yeah.
Also, I remember that there was a narration from one of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam that once he was just passing the cemetery and then he said, most of these people who are dead in here are because of the evil eyes.
Oh.
Yeah. So you see, there is an important consequence for that.
There is. And that's why we have Surah Falak as one of the surahs that is particularly for jealousy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming and giving us a way out through Quran, that means, yes, it has had a huge impact. Like we're talking about the gaze, it said that the envious gaze sees only the flaw and ignores the blessing in Allah's law.
Yeah.
So they are like that. They do not see good things. And sometimes these people can be your friends, your family.
Exactly.
Most of the times, I guess. Imam Hassan alayhi salam says, the jealous person is an enemy disguised as a friend.
Wow, which is very difficult.
So inshallah, we pray that you don't have the jealous people around. But yeah, it is like that. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said that the believer is the mirror of his brother. If he sees something good, he praises Allah. And if he sees something undesirable, he advises them.
Exactly.
So... you know, we have at the same time teachings, but at the same time, we have people like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a kind of people who would continuously criticize you.
Yeah.
Continuous criticism is another sign. Persistent and often unwarranted criticism, we really do not need that, always stems from this jealousy. We have a beautiful hadith from Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his purified family. He says that the believer is not a fault finder, nor is he abusive, nor is he obscene. So it all this teaches us that we should adopt a constructive behavior. We should adopt a kind behavior instead of being like having that baseless criticism
fault
towards
finding.
Others. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now there's something.
Yeah.
Sometimes I may see something in you as my friend, and then I, just out of friendship, just out of love, I would just remind you in whatever you do that this part is wrong. If you just change it, that would be perfect. This attitude is wrong. If you change it, that would be perfect.
Yeah.
Now, I hope these things are not taken as criticism.
You have to always analyze. I remember in my university, I had a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And she would always tell me that the way you dress is not appropriate, is not the good one. If you dress another way, that will be more appropriate. I was always confused because she was my friend as well. So I was always confused. Shall I take it as an advice, or is there something really wrong in me? It would force me to look into the mirror tens of times a day, like,
oh,
because we were all five
making
sisters.
You suffer from OCD.
Yeah, like we were five sisters, so we already had a sense of how to dress, how to go out.
Yeah, yeah.
But there was this person disguised as a friend.
Mm-hmm.
But then always, then I one day told her, what is the problem exactly? She said, see, you actually do not know how to buy. Let me buy for you.
Oh my gosh.
then I gave her my cards. I told her, you buy for me.
Yeah.
Finally, I found out there were different reasons behind the thing.
She's being so assertive, and she wanted to actually claiming her personality towards you.
Yeah, so it's not always advice. And like, you know, as Imam Ali Islam says, the person who will want to advise you will advise you separately. He won't advise you in front of tens of people.
In a kind manner. Not in a domineering manner.
Yeah, and not in front of tens of people. So this was always in a group.
Yeah,
always
in a group.
Yeah, this was always in a group. Like, and the...
So that was a sign of jealousy.
Yeah,
I detect jealousy in here.
Like, you know, it's always like, you, since personally went through ahadith, the more I learned
exactly
how to be, what to be, what's the way of life and all. You know, there are so many signs of jealousy, but it's like, it's not like Islam has not given us way outs. Islam has given us a lot of way outs. Like Surah Falaq tells us that jealousy is a kind of darkness that makes a person blind. And in similar way, practice gratitude, try to practice contentment. Because Imam Ali Alayhi Salaam says, contentment is a treasure that never diminishes. So we have to be content with what we have.
Yeah.
We have to be happy and make dua for others.
Exactly.
One of the things that our teachers would teach us how to cure jealousy, because many of people realize that we ourselves are jealous.
We ourselves are the victims.
Yeah, we ourselves are the jealous for others, towards others. So she said, try praising them, try making dua for them, and this will reduce you. So alhamdulillah, it works.
Exactly. And seek refuge, I guess, in Allah. He would help you. If you think that there's a kind of darkness getting constructed in you.
Seek refuge in the Lord of the Dawn.
Seek refuge in him, in talking to him,
Rabbil
Falak. He would be there.
Yeah.
So there would be a ceasefire, and then all the blackness is going to go away. So thank you, Sister Zainab, and thank you, dear ladies. This was all for today's episode. I hope you have just enjoyed that. And I hope there's no evil eye in your life. Well, I hope wherever you are, you're living in peace and with comfort. So thank you, dear ladies. This was all as for today's Muslim Lady. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting for something to happen to me. Thank you. thousand challenges, nothing.